We're speaking with Brian McVicker, who is a reporter for the Grand Rapids Press and MLive. Brian, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
We're talking about the 3rd Congressional District, which I think is probably the most interesting congressional district in Michigan at the moment, and possibly one of the more interesting ones nationwide. The incumbent, Justin Amash, a former Republican, now an independent, is not running for re-election, and so there's a 5-way Republican primary for Republicans to select their candidate in the fall. Brian, let's start out with just a quick look back at, Congressman Amash's fairly unusual career in the last couple of years.
Congressman Amash, he was first elected in 2010. He's, as you stated, always been very independent-minded lawmaker, openly did not always side with, party leaders. This maybe came to a head. Maybe it would have been, in 2019 when he was the first, at that time, Republican in the House of Representatives to call for impeachment proceedings against President Trump. After doing so, some Republicans began to step forward announcing they would challenge him in the August primary election. Since then, Congressman Amash left the Republican Party, becoming independent. First, he initially said he was going to run for re-election as an independent, but later announced that he was considering a potential presidential bid as a libertarian. So he officially switched his party designation to libertarian, but that exploratory committee ended shortly after it began, maybe about a month afterwards, with him announcing he would not do so and that he would also not be seeking re-election.
And that brings us to the current point where we have 5 Republicans running in the primary August 4th. I gather that 2 of those have really sort of broken out from the pack. Can you talk about the candidates?
Peter Meyer and Lynn Athandoulis, they are regarded as the 2 front runners. But yeah, there are a couple other folks in there as well, 3 others. Those are Tom Norton. He is a former, he's a salesperson for leaf filter gutter protection and also served in the Army National Guard and was a former village president in Northern Kent County. Also Emily Raffi, business transaction attorney from the Battle Creek area, who initially entered the race as a Democrat, but later changed her party affiliation to Republican. And Joe Farrington, he's a business owner from Ionia County. But yeah, Peter Meyer and Lynn Athandoulis have really kind of established themselves as the front runner. Peter Meyer is, of course, the, affiliated with his family, founded the Meyer grocery and retail chain. And Lynn Athandoulis is a state representative here in Grand Rapids in her first term in the state house. Was a longtime executive at Universal Forest Products here in the Grand Rapids area. And Peter and Lynn have really outraised everyone else in the race and really just kind of been pushed to the front of the pack.
The candidates had a debate fairly recently, I believe. How did that go? Was there a lot of disagreements in terms of issues that often does not happen in the primary, but did it happen this time?
No, I wouldn't say there's a tremendous amount of disagreement on the issues. Peter Meyer and Lynn Athandoulis, I would say they seem to maybe have a lot of the same issues, be in agreement on those issues, but it's a slightly difference in style between the two. I think Lynn has really tried to cast herself as the true conservative in the race and made a little bit more of an open appeal, both in maybe some of her stances and her online advertising to President Trump's base. Whereas Peter Meyer has been maybe a little bit softer or not as hard-edged on some of those issues.
I noticed in the run-up to this, before Congressman Amash announced that he was not running, that even though he was no longer a Republican, Peter Meyer at least seemed to be running against Amash, pointing out how he was different from Amash. Was that true of the other candidates as well?
In terms of how they're different from Congressman Amash? Yes. Yeah. A lot of them did. A lot of them spoke a little about just, you know, Congressman Amash not being an effective representative who cast a lot of votes they disagree with. You know, Congressman Amash was very principled, very independent-minded, very libertarian in his policies and his voting record. And some candidates have said that style did not effectively represent the district and that they wanted to see a change there.
How much is what's going on nationally with President Trump and the pandemic and all of those issues, how much is that impacting the GOP primary race in the 3rd congressional district?
It is having an impact. Lynn Nathan-Doulis is, as I said, kind of casting herself more as the true conservative, bringing up President Trump a lot more frequently than Peter Meyer, at least when I've heard them speak. And a lot of the other candidates, Tom Norton, also is, you know, raising, you know, talking about President Trump and his support of President Trump a lot. You know, Lynn Nathan-Doulis during a recent debate mentioned, you know, one of her top issues, was law and order. And she made that comment kind of in reaction to some of the riots we saw here in Grand Rapids following the death of George Floyd. And President Trump has also made law and order a big platform in his policies and his reelection campaign. So that's maybe kind of one example of how that national rhetoric is filtering into the race.
The 3rd congressional district has been in Republican hands for a long time. Do you think that that whoever emerges from the GOP primary is a shoo-in in November, or is the district becoming somewhat more purple?
It's a good question. I think it's rated as leans Republican by a lot of these polling firms that predict race outcomes. But the Democrats in the race, Hillary Scolton, she's an immigration attorney from Grand Rapids. She's running unopposed in the Democratic primary. She's raised quite a bit more money than past candidates have. And she and other Democrats believe that the district is trending more purple and has a real shot at being flipped to blue this November. Part of that deals with, I think, the fact that it'll be a presidential year, so there'll be higher turnout, the election will be obviously a referendum on President Trump and his leadership, and they believe that they do have an advantage and can turn it blue, but we'll have to wait and see on that one.
It's probably worth noting that the 3rd congressional district covers Battle Creek as well as Grand Rapids. Do you think that having Battle Creek in the district, at least until the 2020 census is done, does that alter the political landscape this time?
Good question. I am not sure about that, Andy. I haven't looked into that one as much. Calhoun County? Yeah, I mean, the city of Battle Creek, obviously, yeah, it could be a hand in the Dems and giving them an advantage. But as for the rest of the county, I'm not sure in terms of what impact that'll have on the race as a whole.
We will find out, no doubt, at some point after August 4th.
Right.
We've been speaking with Brian McVicker, who's a reporter at the Grand Rapids Press and MLive in Grand Rapids, about the primaries in the 3rd congressional district, which does include the city of Battle Creek as well as Grand Rapids. Brian, thank you so much for taking time to speak with us.
You're welcome.